Welcome to episode 1118 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Have you ever waited for something so long that you began to doubt whether it would ever happen? Perhaps it was a long-awaited breakthrough, a long-desired relationship, or the fulfillment of a dream God placed on your heart. Waiting can be difficult, especially when time stretches beyond what seems reasonable. In Genesis 21, we witness the culmination of a promise made by God decades earlier. A promise that seemed impossible to Abraham and Sarah, yet was fulfilled at exactly the right moment. The birth of Isaac is not just a historical event. It is a powerful testament to God's faithfulness, his perfect timing, and his ability to bring joy out of barrenness. Genesis 21 begins with a profound statement. The Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had promised. These words remind us that when God makes a promise, he keeps it. Though many years had passed since God first told Abraham and Sarah that they would have a son, his word never wavered. The delay was not a denial. Rather, it was an opportunity for God to demonstrate his sovereignty and power in an unmistakable way. Sarah's conception was miraculous. She was 90 years old, well beyond the natural age of childbearing. From a human perspective, this was impossible. But God's power transcends human limitations. Sarah's pregnancy was not just about her and Abraham. It was a declaration that nothing is too hard for the Lord. When God speaks a word over our lives, we must trust that he will bring it to pass in his perfect time, no matter how impossible the circumstances may seem. How often do we grow impatient with God's timing? Abraham and Sarah had moments of doubt and even attempted to fulfill God's promise in their own way through Hagar and Ishmael. Yet, despite their missteps, God's plan remained intact. This passage encourages us to rest in the certainty of God's faithfulness. If he has spoken something over your life, trust that he will bring it to fulfillment in the right season. When Sarah finally held her newborn son, she and Abraham named him Isaac, which means laughter. This name was deeply significant. When Sarah first heard the promise of a son, she laughed in disbelief. Now, her laughter was no longer one of skepticism, but of overwhelming joy. God's promise had turned her sorrow into rejoicing, her doubt into celebration. Abraham, at 100 years old, witnessed the faithfulness of God firsthand. His entire journey had been one of faith, leaving his homeland, trusting God through barrenness, and believing the impossible. Now, holding Isaac in his arms, he saw with his own eyes what had once been only a promise. This moment reminds us that God's delays are never wasted. His timing is always purposeful, and when fulfillment comes, the joy is far greater than we could have imagined. For those still waiting for God's promises, Isaac's birth serves as an encouragement. The laughter of Sarah reminds us that no situation is too hopeless for God. The enemy may try to convince you that it's too late, that your faith has been in vain, or that your prayers have gone unanswered. But God's faithfulness is not dictated by our emotions or circumstances. If he has spoken it, he will do it. And when he does, your sorrow will turn to laughter. Sarah's response to Isaac's birth is a testimony of God's goodness. She says in verse 6, God has made laughter for me. Everyone who hears will laugh over me. She recognized that what had happened was not just for her benefit, but as a witness to all who knew her story. The same woman who once doubted and tried to orchestrate God's plan in her own strength now stood as a testament to his power. When God fulfills his promises in our lives, it is not just for us. It is to bring him glory and to encourage others. Sarah's story became a beacon of hope, proving that God is faithful to those who trust in him. In the same way, your testimony of breakthrough, healing, provision, or redemption can inspire faith in others. Your journey may have had moments of doubt, but the outcome will declare God's faithfulness. Sarah's words also reveal the depth of transformation that occurs when we experience God's promises. She says in verse 7, who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age? She marvels at the unexpected, miraculous nature of God's work. This passage invites us to consider, have we allowed God to work in ways beyond our expectations? Are we willing to wait in faith, even when logic tells us otherwise? Let's consider five lessons for our faith journey. First, God's promises are certain, even when delayed. Abraham and Sarah waited for decades before seeing God's promise fulfilled. Likewise, we must trust that God's timing is perfect. Just because something hasn't happened yet doesn't mean it won't happen. God's delays are not his denials. Second, nothing is impossible with God. Sarah's barrenness symbolized human impossibility, yet God's power overcame it. No matter how hopeless a situation seems, God is able to intervene in miraculous ways. Our limitations do not limit him. Third, faith requires patience and trust. Even faithful people struggle with doubt. Abraham and Sarah had moments of weakness, yet God's plan prevailed. Our faith journey is not about perfection, but about persistence in trusting God despite our uncertainties. Fourth, when God fulfills his promises, it brings joy and laughter. The birth of Isaac brought overwhelming joy to Sarah, replacing her previous sorrow. God's blessings bring joy, and he delights in turning our mourning into dancing, Psalm 30:11. Finally, our testimonies can inspire others. Sarah's story became a testimony to all who heard it. When God moves in our lives, we should share our experiences to encourage others in their faith. What are you waiting on God for? Have you been struggling with doubt, wondering if he will ever answer? This passage reminds us that even the most faithful believers experience seasons of waiting. Yet, God remains faithful. The birth of Isaac is a powerful reminder that God's promises are never forgotten, and his timing is always perfect. If you are in a season of waiting, take heart. God's delays are preparing you for something greater than you can imagine. Trust him, hold on to his word, and when the fulfillment comes, your laughter will be even sweeter because you will know that it was the Lord who did it. According to the Jewish Midrash, when Sarah conceived Isaac at the age of 90, her body was rejuvenated, and she regained the vitality of a young woman. Some interpretations suggest that even her physical appearance changed, reinforcing the idea that God not only fulfilled his promise, but also reversed the natural aging process. While this may be nothing more than a myth, it is clear that God can restore, renew, and bring life to what seems impossible. Even if we don't experience physical rejuvenation, trusting in God's power allows us to walk in renewed strength, faith, and purpose, no matter our circumstances. Some Jewish traditions hold that Isaac was born on Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, which is significant because this day is associated with divine judgment and new beginnings. This interpretation further underscores Isaac's role as a child of promise. In Jewish thought, Isaac's birth serves as a foreshadowing of other miraculous births in Israel's history, including the birth of Samson and Samuel, reinforcing the idea that God intervenes in human history to fulfill his divine plan. Early Christian writers like Augustine and Irenaeus viewed Isaac's miraculous birth as a symbol of Christ's own miraculous conception and birth. Both were born in extraordinary circumstances, Isaac to an elderly, barren woman, and Jesus to a virgin. The Apostle Paul references Isaac's birth in Galatians 4, comparing him to believers who are children of promise, born through divine intervention rather than human effort. This contrasts with Ishmael, who was born through human planning rather than waiting on God. Hebrews 11 verse 11 states, "By faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive, even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised." This passage links Isaac's birth to the broader theme of faith in God's promises. From Jewish midrashim to Christian typology and Islamic reverence, Isaac's birth has been recognized across traditions as a key moment in history. The themes of faith, patience, and divine fulfillment that surround his birth continue to inspire people today. Whether viewed as the foundation of Israel, the foreshadowing of Jesus, or a prophetic example of God's miraculous power, Isaac's birth stands as a testament to God's ability to bring life where there was once barrenness and hope, where there was once despair. Father, thank you for your faithfulness. Even when we struggle to trust in your timing, help us to wait with faith, knowing that your promises never fail. Strengthen our hearts in seasons of delay, and let our lives be a testimony of your goodness. May we trust you completely, rejoice when we see your hand at work, and give you all the glory when our prayers are answered. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.